I've said it my whole life. Any jail, and I've been in jails all over the country. I've been on a death row to visit inmates in Florida where they carry out the death sentence, quite frankly. I've been in county jails in Louisiana and Tennessee. I have experience you do not want to live. And corrections officers and wardens, I'm serious about this. Every single day they enter the depths of hell. Their job is horrendously difficult. It's insanely dangerous and stressful. So anyone that does it for a living, anyone that dedicates and commits themselves to doing this, men and women, God bless them, because it ain't easy. And, you know, the public perception right now is that jail is kind of in mayhem because you get varying reports, right, from a guy was hired to do training, to the woke folks on the jail oversight board canceling a contract. And now folks are saying, what do you mean there's no training? It's not safe. And I wanted to get Warden Orlando Harper here live, and I appreciate him taking out the time. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Mr. Griffin, I'm doing fine, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak to you today.
Well, first of all, let's clear the air. Tell the public right now, is the jail right now safe for both inmates and obviously employees, sir?
The jail is safe for inmates and employees and will always be safe.
Let's talk about training. There's this conflict. I don't know what you want to call it, sir. This political infighting, this back and forth. So the public perception is you hired this bad man to do training. He didn't know what he was doing. He had a horrible background. And now there's no training at all. Please clarify that, sir.
Well, what I would like everybody to do is just actually read the motion.
That's right.
And the motion speaks for itself. So regardless of what anybody says pertaining to the motion, just read the motion yourself. It specifically says, in all related entities associated or related to, you know, the Garcia, but we cannot do any training at all. But I'm just letting everybody know that I am going to continue with the training at the Allegheny County Jail to make sure the individuals living in our jail and working in our jail is safe.
Yeah. Let's dispel with this notion that you've been ordered to stop training so they won't be trained and it'll be unsafe. First of all, your guards, your corrections officers are under constant training and they're constantly evolving and they're constantly discussing with you the issues that come to the fore, not this notion that one man created all this hysteria, and now there's no training. That's a false notion, is it not, sir?
That is a false notion. You know, one of the things that I was trying to do, and I want to make sure that I do, is comply with the voters' will. You know, the referendum was passed, and I, you know, wanted to come up with the process to comply with the referendum, but also make sure that the measures that I put in place reduce injury to inmates and to employees. And that's what I did do, but unfortunately, the board voted otherwise.
It's the jail oversight board he's talking about. Warden, help me with this. Is this a political issue rather than a jurisdictional issue or a training issue? Is this more personal opinion, sir? Someone who doesn't particularly like you or the county executive or the way they manage, so they make this a public issue to suggest that the jail isn't safe and there isn't any training, sir?
Mr. Griffin, I don't want to get into, you know, whether or not it's political or not. The only thing that I would like to say to everybody is I want everybody to base their opinions on facts. The jail oversight board members that voted against this did not base their opinions on facts. They based it on fiction and what was written on the Internet. So the only thing that I would want everybody to understand is make your opinion based on the facts. And the facts is, the training was going to help us de-escalate situations and resolve issues with less injuries to inmates and my employees.
Allegheny County Jail Warden Orlando Harper, there's been a lot of public discourse, a lot of discussion over what you just stated, sir. Non-lethal force, non-lethal training, less lethal ammunition and weaponry, shotguns that can fire rubber rounds, beanbag rounds. Are you still pursuing that policy of less lethal training, sir?
Right now, that training has been placed on pause. I'm going to, you know, continue to consult with my law department to get some guidance, but right now that training has been paused.
And so when you have to address an inmate situation, do you still pursue it in the most advantageous situation possible for both the safety of your employees and the inmate, sir?
Well, Mr. Griffin, right now, until December the 6th, I am authorized to utilize chemical agent leg irons and the restraint chair. But after December the 6th, I will not be able to utilize OC spray. And I need everybody to understand that OC spray, when it's allowed to be used, 9 times out of 10, the individual will come out of the cell with no issue. But after December the 6th, I will not be able to use chemical agent. Therefore, I'm going to have to send a 5-man team into a cell. And these correction officers look like SWAT team officers. And they're going to have to go inside the cell, pin the inmate to the floor, 5 individuals on top of them to try to restrain the individual. That's what the board just voted that they want me to do, as opposed to using a less lethal mechanism. And I explained to the board, right, that would be a last resort. We would actually de-escalate 3 or 4 times before that even came into play. So, Mr. Griffin, bottom line is, I'm going to have to send 5 correction officers in the cell, pin the inmate down, and bring him out the cell.
Man. Allegheny County Jail Warden Orlando Harper. Sir, we are not close, so I just know of your reputation. It's fabulous, and your history, which is fantastic. But you sound, and I'm not trying to judge here, but you sound very upset by this. And my read is that what you're suggesting is the plan you have in place right now is more effective than the plan they want you to put in place, sir. Would that be accurate?
That is absolutely accurate, sir.
And the plan you have in place right now protects both the inmate and the corrections officer more than the plan they want you to put in place, sir.
And I'm going to expound on that a little bit more. The plan that I have in place is going to protect the individuals living in our facility and my employees, but also is going to train my employees how to deal with certain situations. So the plan that I had in place was going to actually take this agency in the direction that I felt this agency needed to go in. Now we're reverting back to 20 years ago, how we used to do extractions, which is, should not be the case.
Why are we doing this, sir? What's going on? Why? Why won't they listen to you, the insider, the expert, the professional with decades of experience? Why, sir?
Mr. Martin, Mr. Griffin, I really wish I knew the answer to that question. You know, I think I've demonstrated that I'm all about doing the right thing for the individuals living in our facility and our employees. I really can't answer as to why the board is not listening to my expertise.
Warden, I appreciate it. I appreciate your time today. I appreciate your direct response. And anything you folks need, please let us know, sir. The public needs to know. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Griffin.
All right.